So again, that was Destination 2, together with Invisible People and Swan, that represents three different approaches to what I call radio opera.
FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
I took the form of the change in passing. I avoided my shame in dancing. I was longing like I can change if I'm persistent. Find the love, let it be. Take all the joy and leave it how you need to. I decided I don't wanna hide from you. Shake while I picture him and you. It's in my mind, I can see it. It's in my life, I believe it. And I'm trying just to let it slip off. Let the dust on the wall just drift right off. We looked at why and what we wanted, then made a change, couldn't stop it. Don't mean that, don't you want to ever keep a little bit of room around you? Try to let it all come in. So call me out a reason how you need to. I decided I don't wanna hide from you. I'm alone, I can't win. Took a while just to look it over. I looked within in the morning, told you. I couldn't see where we're going. I couldn't think in the moment. And I'm looking all around and trying. I'm looking at why I'm hiding. I cannot take any more time. See who I am or what you'll find. Life is all you want it to be. Try it, are you happy? Find a way to make it in. With me, with me, with me now. Call me out a reason how. I decided I don't wanna hide from you. Finally end the make-believe. With me, with me, with me, with me, with me, with me, you're with me now.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, May 27th. Local early morning temperatures range from 41 degrees in Copaig to 45 in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 56 degrees. We are still on the heating degree side of things. We will need 65 of them this week to stay comfy. That is colder than normal and colder than last year. Pollen levels for today will be medium high. Expect a sunny morning with cloud cover growing as we head into the afternoon. A high of 76 happens at 3 p.m. Overnight, temperatures dip to 54 degrees, then tomorrow we'll have a high of 72 at 3 p.m. After that, rain chances show up and continue into the night. It keeps on going as temperatures fall to 54 degrees. Then, Thursday, rain all day, high of 68 at 4 p.m. Friday, some more rain is likely with a high of 72. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 3:20 a.m., low tide at 10:25 a.m., high tide again at 3:56 p.m., then low tide, once again, at 10:23 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 58 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 8:05 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:21 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 30%. Plasma winds will be average at 413 kilometers per second with an average density of 7 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently solar max standard with an S2 level noise floor. There are no chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 113. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Service Tuesday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. The Trump administration intends to ask all federal agencies to seek ways to end their contracts with Harvard University, a senior administration official told NBC News on Tuesday. The report, GSA will send a letter to federal agencies today asking them to identify any contracts with Harvard and whether they can be canceled or redirected elsewhere. Meantime, NPR and three Colorado public radio stations filed suit this morning in federal court against the Trump White House over the president's executive order purportedly barring the use of congressionally appropriated funds for NPR and PBS. That from National Public Radio. They report, it is not always obvious when the government has acted with a retaliatory purpose in violation of the First Amendment, but this wolf comes as a wolf, states a legal brief for the public broadcasters. And after President Trump's decision to dismiss lawsuits and drop federal accountability agreements with several police departments, Mississippi advocacy groups are joining the ACLU to expand accountability efforts through the Seven States campaign.
Trump's decision includes pausing a pattern and practice probe in the Rankin County Goon Squad case. In that case, six law enforcement officers were sentenced for torturing and sexually assaulting two black men during a January 2023 home raid. Joshua Tom, legal director of the ACLU of Mississippi, says offenses like these make oversight necessary.
The Goon Squad case, I think, is a very egregious example of law enforcement engaging in illegal misconduct when performing its duties.
Investigations found the squad operated for years with impunity. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Next, market volatility linked to shifting federal tariff policies is raising questions in Ohio about the long-term impacts on public pension funds and retirement security.
Kendall Killian, executive director of the National Public Pension Coalition, says the state's defined benefit pensions are structured to withstand short-term swings in the market.
It's still not a good thing if the pension funds lose these dollars, although funds themselves are set up to aim for the long term and to absorb these types of fluctuations.
The Ohio Public Employees Retirement System manages over $100 billion in assets and maintains an investment strategy designed to reduce risk from short-term market changes. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
And there are more than 20,000 abandoned oil and gas wells scattered across West Virginia, putting communities at risk for water contamination and increased exposure to environmental pollutants. State lawmakers say a new law will make it easier to fill those wells. West Virginia's Governor Patrick Morrissey explained the new law will allow operators to fill wells without removing the largest mine shaft.
This will provide operators with greater flexibility, especially when dealing with older wells in poor structural condition.
The previous state code required removal of mining infrastructure before wells could be plugged with cement and other materials. This is Public News Service. Next to Massachusetts, where state officials say a program offering financial support to residents enrolled in job training programs is helping retain talented workers.
There are currently more than 125,000 job openings in healthcare, education, and manufacturing, but the cost of transportation or childcare often prevents people from filling those roles. Massachusetts Secretary of Labor and Workforce Development Lauren Jones says providing cash stipends to these workers can make all the difference.
Someone that may be in the middle of job training and their car breaks down and they now are wrestling with whether they will find a way to get to training or if they have to now make a decision to not continue with training.
Jones says stipends up to $5,000 are available through the Workforce Skills Fund. More than 1,200 people have already taken advantage of the program. I'm Catherine Carley.
And rural communities in Indiana could lose out under a new federal bill aimed at speeding up clean energy development.
Lawmakers rewrote parts of the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, to shorten timelines and block lawsuits that often delay big builds. Supporters say the changes will fast-track everything from solar farms to broadband, but Thomas Hockman, Director of Infrastructure Policy at the Foundation for American Innovation, warns the new rules may push developers to focus on easier, cheaper sites.
There are quotes from folks like, you know, an outgoing EPA general counsel who say that 90% of the details in a NEPA review are purely there for litigation proofing. If you know that you are not at risk of litigation, that is almost certainly a radically faster timeline.
Hochman says that could leave rural areas behind. The U.S. House narrowly passed the bill. It now moves to the Senate. I'm Joe O'Leary, Public News Service.
Finally, the failure of Florida lawmakers to pass a budget before adjourning has left key environmental projects in limbo, including a Senate-approved proposal to restore the Ocklawaha River.
For residents like Samuel Carr, who fished the river before the dam's 1971 construction, the more than $6 million project represents a chance to revive what he calls a free-running wild river from what he believes turned into a mud hole.
Since they put that dam in, 150 million gallons of fresh water doesn't come into the St. Johns River per day as it did before 1971. So the restoration would literally turn the faucet back on to get that cool, clear water to the St. Johns River.
Carr notes the dam blocks 20 springs and forces periodic pollution releases into the St. Johns, which he says has suffered catastrophic algae blooms and lost critical eelgrass. Lawmakers will reconvene sometime after June 2nd to resume budget talks. The Senate has already approved the funding, but House approval remains uncertain amid broader disputes over tax cuts. I'm Tramell Gomes.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You'll have all the love you want, baby, baby. You'll have all the love you want, and with all the love you want, baby, you'll be so well off if you are in debt. industrious, you will one day be illustrious. You'll have all the love you want, baby. You'll be so well off. Industrious, you will one day be illustrious. You'll have all the love you want, baby. You'll be so well off.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. After Hurricane Helene devastated western North Carolina last fall, donated supplies poured into the region, including solar panels, batteries, and other equipment that can help provide energy to areas without power.
A lot of these large solar companies, they'll make these very generous, large, in-kind donations of equipment after a storm.
But Catherine Hebson with the Footprint Project, a disaster recovery nonprofit, says there's a risk that some of this equipment will go to waste if it doesn't find its way to those who need it. So her group set up the Western North Carolina Free Store, which distributes some of the donated solar equipment.
And so then we're kind of taking it upon ourselves to be the matchmaker and get that equipment to somewhere where it's going to be used.
Some people are using the equipment for temporary power while they rebuild. Others are creating larger, off-grid systems to provide reliable energy long-term.
Sometimes we just give an individual 10 panels or 4 MC4 cables because that's what they need to finish off their system.
So by getting donated equipment to where it's needed, the Free Store helps support communities' long-term recovery and resilience. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Matching outfits with our matching. news, good planet, good news.
It's time now for your good news for a good planet. Building better batteries. Electric vehicles hold great promise for reducing our dependence on fossil fuels, but their solid-state batteries are far from perfect, resulting in short ranges, long charging times, and hefty price tags. The dream of a super safe, super powerful solid-state battery has been out there, but they've been hard to produce on a large scale. Enter CATL, the world's largest EV battery manufacturer. They have introduced a groundbreaking semi-solid-state battery, a hybrid battery that boasts all the benefits of their solid-state predecessors while using semi-solid electrolytes to improve performance and capacity. These new batteries pack twice the energy density and are easier to mass-produce while also improving safety. They could make EVs of all types lighter and cheaper, and someday, perhaps, be even powerful enough for use in aircraft. Chinese automaker NIO is testing the new prototypes. In a 14-hour endurance test, their semi-solid battery powered a car for 650 miles. On a single charge. NIO plans to begin mass production in 2024 for use in over a dozen car models. As adoption of these next-generation batteries scales up worldwide, they'll pave the way for exciting advancements in electric vehicles. This could lead to the tipping point that gets everyone into every kind of EV out there. And this is Mandy from GoodNewsGoodPlanet.com.
A place where maybe